Chapter 3, Nothing Fails Like Success. Richard Carrion, the CEO of Puerto Rico's top bank, once shared a line with me that I'll never forget. Robin, nothing fails like success. Powerful thought. You, as well as your organization, are most vulnerable when you're most successful. Success actually breeds complacency, inefficiency, and worst of all, arrogance. When people in businesses get really successful, they often fall in love with themselves. They stop innovating, working hard, taking risks, and begin to rest on their laurels. They go on the defensive, spending their energy protecting their success rather than staying true to the very things that got them to the top. Whenever I share this point with a room full of CEOs, every single one of them nods in agreement. Please let me give you a real-world example from my own life. This past weekend, I took my kids to our favorite Italian restaurant. The food is incredible there. The best bresaola outside of Italy. Heavenly pasta. Super foamy lattes that make me want to give up my job and become a barista. But the service at this place is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Like it is at most places. Why? Because the place is always full. And because they are doing so well, they've taken the lines out front for granted. And guess what? It's the beginning of their end. I love taking pictures. My dad taught me to record the journey of life with photos, so I generally carry a little camera around with me. I asked the server if she would snap a picture of my children and me as we dug into our spaghetti. "I don't have time," was the curt reply. Unbelievable. Too busy to take 5 seconds to keep a customer happy. Too busy to help out a little. Too busy to show some humanity. Nothing fails like success. Richard Carrion gets it. So does David Neeleman, the CEO of JetBlue, who observed, "When you're making money and good margins, you tend to get sloppy." Many CEOs don't. The more successful you and your organization become, the more humble and devoted to your customers you need to be. The more committed to efficiency and relentless improvement you need to be. The faster you need to play. The more value you need to add. Because the moment you stop doing the very things that got you to the top of the mountain is the very moment you begin to slide down to the valley.